Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very, very warm welcome back. Solara here. And welcome to the space where we are going to be talking about all things manifesting, mindset, subconscious patterns, without pretending that everything is rainbows and butterflies. We are going to be talking about harnessing the power of positive thinking. But I want to make sure that we are on the same page, that this is definitely not about toxic positivity. It's not about slapping a smile on your face while your whole world and nervous system feels like they're falling apart. It's not about denying your pain, your grief, your anger, or any other very human emotion. But it is about learning to cultivate a glass half full mindset, not a delusional one. Because the law of attraction is constantly working in your life, whether you are aware of it or not. And your thoughts play a huge role in the process of what you experience and what you attract into your life. So it works whether you are consciously participating or not. You might be running old programs, thinking that you're manifesting something good, but in actual fact, sabotaging yourself without even knowing about it. So quick reminder, the law of attraction says where attention goes, energy flows. So what you focus on, whether it's positive or negative, expands and you see more of. And many people are unknowingly focusing on what they don't want and then wondering why they are experiencing more of the same. So whether the law of attraction is new to you or whether you're a bit of a dab hand or a seasoned professional, you'll know that you'll naturally fall into these patterns of focusing on what you don't want. It's normal part of the process. So if you are in any of those categories, beginner, intermediate, or advanced, and you are tuning into this, then there's probably a good reason for that, as I need reminding of this information pretty regularly too. Now, when we focus on what we don't want, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with us. It doesn't mean that we are broken in any way at all. It just means we're running an old default program and we are doing it unconsciously. And this is where we have an invitation to become more conscious in the creation of our reality. And these default programs, they can absolutely be changed. But I want to make it really clear that toxic positivity versus conscious positivity are two completely different things. So toxic positivity might say, well, just think of all the good that you've got in your life, or think about everything you've got to be grateful for, or just think positive. Come on, everything happens for a reason. And a lot of this is said when we haven't even processed the pain. So we're going to giving off a good vibes only kind of experience whilst we're suppressing our emotion. And that is not healthy. And it doesn't help actually in the long term on manifestation and creating the results that we want. It just creates emotional suppression. And that is not healing. Whereas we've got conscious positivity. So conscious positivity is all about acknowledging what is being felt, understanding that there are deeper patterns at play, not running to get a remedy and suppress the feelings, allowing those to be felt, the real pain of the experience to be witnessed, to be seen and heard, taking that level of responsibility. And then choosing the direction your energy flows once you have met the emotion is more of a conscious positivity. So this means we're not bypassing. We are choosing how long we are going to live inside a certain mental loop. And I think there's a massive difference in that. The thoughts are powerful. There's no doubt about it. There's a huge amount of science behind that now. And for a long time, it was believed that our brain was just fixed, that you were born with this brain and that was it. That once you reached adulthood, your neuropathways were completely and utterly set in stone. And that was kind of like in the Newtonian kind of science era where the brain was viewed as largely unchangeable. But modern neuroscience tells us a very different story, which is very good news for us. Because we know that the brain is pliable, it's adaptable, and it's constantly rewiring itself. And this is a process called neuroplasticity. So every thought that you think, whether it's positive or negative, is strengthening a neural pathway. And even repeated beliefs become easier and easier to access. So your brain is super, super powerful. It's really efficient. And it's going to keep returning to what's familiar the whole time. So that means if your default thought pattern is things are always really hard, I continuously experience the same loops, things never work out for me, I can't handle this, something always goes wrong, your brain is going to get very good at remembering that and proving that true time and time again until you change it. Now, your words are so powerful, and every word that you say is creative and it matters. So it's not just the thoughts that you're thinking, it's the words that you are saying out loud, whether that's to your friends, to your family, or if you talk to yourself out loud too. So, and this is the part that often gets overlooked, the bit that I'm about to share with you, because the spoken word, it's not neutral. It's massively creative. So across psychological kind of neuroscience, linguistic type ancient philosophy realms, if you like, there is one consistent agreement on one thing, and that is your language shapes your perception. And then your perception shapes how you react and respond, and then in turn, the results that you get. So when you speak, you're not just describing a reality, you're interpreting it. You're reinforcing that interpretation. And then in many cases, we end up creating that, whether it's something we want or whether we don't want it. So from a scientific perspective, spoken words activate emotional and sensory parts of the brain much stronger than thoughts alone. So saying something out loud engages more neuro circuits and it absolutely deepens the imprint. This is why affirmations are spoken out aloud where possible and tend to be the most effective way of training your brain. Your nervous system hears everything. Your subconscious mind is listening to everything. And this is where it gets super, super interesting. This is where it gets a little bit more spiritual. The word spelling quite literally comes from the same root as the word spell. So historically, something was to invoke meaning through symbols and historically, to spell something was to invoke meaning through symbols and sounds. That means every time you speak, you are casting something. Like I say, it's not in a woo-woo way. It's in a neurological, emotional, energetic, and powerful way. So when you say, I'm always exhausted, or I can't cope, things just keep getting worse and worse, nothing ever works out for me, you're reinforcing a spell that your mind and your body has organized themselves around. But on the flip side, if you say, I'm every day in every way, I'm getting stronger and stronger, I'm learning how to support my energy in really positive ways, I'm handling things way better than what I ever used to, things are really starting to shift for me, life is really on my side, the universe has my back, you're casting a spell, but you're casting it in a different direction. And this isn't about you lying to yourself either, but it is about choosing language that opens up to possibility instead of locking you in to a painful loop. Because your words create emotional states. So what you think creates a feeling. Your words create a feeling. Now, the feeling is either in alignment with what you want to experience or out of alignment with what you want to experience. Emotional states absolutely shape your perception. And of course, your perception determines your action, and repeated action becomes a reality. So when you work with thoughts, with affirmations, with visualizations, with anything like that, even when you're just having a conversation with your girlfriend or your guy mate at the pub or at a coffee shop, everything you say is casting a spell on your reality. And more scientifically, It's creating neural pathways, which are either supportive of the life you want or not. So you can ask yourself this question. It's almost like taking a little bit of an audit of your thoughts and your feelings. It's almost like taking an audit of your language, your thoughts and your spoken word. So is this reinforcing what I do want to experience? Is this rehearsing what I am wanting to move away from? You're always casting something, and you may as well cast in the direction of the life that you actually want to create and leaves you feeling energized and healthy and abundant and well. So why is focusing on what you don't want keeping you experiencing more of the same? And here's where things can feel a bit uncomfortable, but super, super empowering. And you've probably heard this before. You've heard me say it before, no doubt. But your subconscious mind, it does not understand negatives. It's quite neutral, actually. It doesn't understand negatives. It doesn't understand negatives, or it doesn't understand positives. So if you think something like, I don't want to be stressed, or I don't want to be ill, or I don't want another bad relationship, your subconscious only hears stress, illness, bad relationships, because it works in pictures, it works in emotions, it works in repetitions. So when people say, like, why does this keep happening to me? Often it's because their internal focus is rehearsing the very thing that they are trying to move away from and trying to avoid. Whereas in its opposite, instead of saying, I don't want to be stressed, I want to feel peaceful and I want to feel relaxed. I want to feel calm. Instead of saying, I don't want to be ill, I want to feel healthy. I want to feel energized. I want to feel well. Oh, I just don't want another bad relationship. I want a healthy relationship with open and honest communication where there's loyalty and transparency. Can you see there's a massive difference between the two languages that I'm using in both of those examples? So I'm going to share a couple of tools with you that are going to absolutely help you to shift your point of focus. So the first one is the what if game. And this is one of my favorite tools. It's so easy, it's so simple, and it's so effective. And most people play the what if game without even realizing it and just in the wrong direction. So let's give a work example. So what if I mess up in the meeting, or what if I mess up the presentation? What if I embarrass myself? Then you can flip it. And this is what the game is. You just flip it. What if the meeting goes really well? What if I feel super relaxed? What if the audience, my work team, are really engaged? And what if I can handle it really calmly? Now, even if something might go differently to what expected, what if I can really adapt to that and enjoy the process? And then in relationships, what if they leave? What if they think I'm mad? What if I'm left on my own? What if there's an opportunity here to learn more conscious communication? What if this relationship deepens? And what if I can handle whatever happens in this relationship? So you can see we can pretty much use it on every area of life. So what I would do is write down all the what ifs that you've been struggling with, that have been haunting your mind, pop them on a piece of paper, and then flip them all around, focusing on your language, of course. So if it's with health, what if my health just gets worse and worse? Well, what if it gets better and better? Well, what if my body fails me? What if my body knows exactly what to do to step into my next level of wellness? And this isn't about forcing any beliefs, but what you are doing is you're opening yourself up to positivity. And I think that's really important. And technique number two is auditing your thoughts. And this is where real change can happen. Excuse me. So start noticing what thoughts you are repeating. Start noticing what stories you keep telling yourself, which feel automatic. And what inner commentary runs, even when nothing is happening, when you wake up in the middle of the night or those quiet moments in the afternoon when you're having a cup of tea, whatever it might be, just notice what commentary is going through your mind. Because when you notice this, you can change it. And when you audit your thoughts, you begin to see why your reality looked the way it did but how it can look very different as a result. Now, this is more of an awareness exercise. This is definitely not to call yourself out. It's not to blame yourself. This is simply data. And of course, all of these are very powerful, especially at the beginning of a new year. So you can make it your one of your New Year's resolutions to harness a glass half full mentality, to work on your mindset, to learn to focus on creating what you do want rather than what you don't want. So I've got a bit of a step-by-step thought reprogramming process. So you may want to just remember the timestamp so you can come back to this later and do a little bit of journaling. So this first step might sound a little bit counterintuitive, but I found it to be super effective on finding out exactly what it is that you do want to experience. So this first step is for those who don't really know what they want to experience, or for those who want to get clearer on what they want to experience. So this part, focusing on what you don't want, is intentional, but bear with me because we are going to flip it. So we're not going to stay here very long. So you're just going to write down on a piece of paper everything that you don't want. Separate piece of paper, not one of your best journals, because you can burn it ceremoniously later or flush it or whatever it might, what you might want to do to symbolically release these thoughts. But you're going to write things like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to feel exhausted anymore. I don't want life to feel so chaotic. I don't want to feel so unseen in my relationship. And you're going to keep going as for as long as you want to in each area of your life if you want to get super thorough with it. And then step two is swap it for what you do want. And then this is where you can put this into your journal, because this is something you're going to be keeping, you're going to be stamping, you're going to be really anchoring in. So instead of, I don't want to feel exhausted anymore, I want to feel energized. I want to feel like I've got a spring in my step, a sparkle behind my eye. If instead of I don't want to lose weight, it could be I want to get slimmer. I want to feel lighter in my body. Instead of I just don't want to argue in my relationship anymore, I want to learn the art of communication, of respectful communication, so we can move forward in our relationship. Can you see what I'm doing? I'm doing the absolute opposite, but I'm really making sure that when I'm writing what I do want, that I don't have any negative words within that. So instead of lose weight, it's get slimmer. Instead of I don't want to feel exhausted anymore, I want to feel energized and uplifted. Really, really important, that part, because your subconscious is always listening, and sometimes they can kind of sneak in there in this part without us even knowing it. Because remember, your words, all of your words hold an emotional frequency, have an emotional tone, and your nervous system is going to respond to those words. And then step three, why not turn them into affirmations? Why not turn them into a way that you can create the neurological pathway and cement it in? Now, affirmations, they're not magic spells, but they are neurological training tools. Each repetition lays out another thread of the brain. So think of it a bit like walking through a field. The first time the grass is really high, but the more times you walk through the same patch of grass, the clearer it becomes. So you are walking in a pathway into the grass. And this is what thought does in our brain. Repeated thoughts create neurological highways. And this is what neuroplasticity is. And now, as we're halfway through the episode, I just want to share with you that if you want to take your healing to a completely new level, then you can download my free ebook, Your Energetic Reset. You can get this from my website. I'll put the information in the show notes. It's free and it's absolutely designed to help you step away from survival thinking and back into alignment. And now the final one, step four. Your subconscious mind absolutely loves imagery. Now, for those of you who struggle with visualization, I highly recommend you listening to episode 134. I'll go into detail for those who struggle to visualize and how actually it can be even more powerful, the technique that you can use instead. But for those of you that can visualize, that enjoy visualize, and for those of you that struggle with it, you can use a technique that I mentioned in episode 134. But you can picture yourself with each of your wants. once you've turned it into affirmation, so I don't want to be exhausted, I want to be energized and feel upbeat. I am energized and upbeat, which then becomes the affirmation, which is the very powerful part that creates the neurological pathways. Then you can visualize you being that at the same time as saying it. So you can visualize yourself with energy, completing the tasks that you want to complete, going on that walk with your friends that the previous weeks you didn't feel like you had the energy to do. So visualize the things that you want to experience as you are saying the affirmations. This can be very, very powerful. So like I said, if imagery is not your thing, then you can visit episode 134. I'll go into how to jump straight to the feeling, which is actually just as powerful, and for some people, even more powerful. And then step number 5, submerge yourself in the energy. Because I heard somewhere once, I can't remember who wrote this, your mind is the garden, your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow the flowers or you can grow the weeds. So if you don't consciously plant flowers, weeds are going to grow by default. So that's why it's important to submerge yourself in all of this daily. Because what you're doing is you're then rehearsing your peace, you're rehearsing your calm, you're rehearsing your energy, you're rehearsing your safety, you're rehearsing your happiness. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but consistency really helps. So remember, the law of attraction responds to your emotions, to your frequency, not just your intention alone. You attract what you repeatedly think about, what you repeatedly feel into, and what you are repeatedly rehearsing in your mind. So this is where you can have fun, out with the old and in with the new. So if this episode has landed for you, I'd absolutely love for you to like it, to share it with somebody, to leave me a review. That would be absolutely fantastic. And if you're ready to go even deeper into your own personal journey, then do feel free to reach out for a free consultation for a one-to-one coaching with me. And all the other information I will pop in the show notes for your ease. It's been lovely to be with you, and I look forward to being back with you same time next week. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.